Well, joining me now to talk about the closure of the Vermont Yankee plant and the future of nuclear power in New England is WGBH's science editor, Heather Goldstone. Good morning, Heather.
Good morning, Bob.
What does Vermont Yankee's closure mean for New England's energy market?
Well, we here in New England are a little bit more reliant on nuclear power than the national average. Across the nation, nuclear power provides about 20% of electricity. Here in New England, it's actually 31%. So when you see the closure of a nuclear power plant in New England, it's not a decision to be taken lightly in terms of our overall nuclear portfolio. But there's also, the fact that this closure is a little bit indicative of what is going on around the nation. We've got about 100 power plants online, but this is actually the fourth power plant to close this year. And the entire fleet of nuclear power plants in the U.S. is aging. They were largely built in the 60s and 70s. We actually haven't had a new plant come online since 1996. There are currently two under construction, but those would be the first since 1996 to actually come online.
Of course, the Pilgrim Nuclear Power Plant in Plymouth has been surrounded by controversy similar to what Vermont Yankee has experienced, and I guess the two plants are just about as old.
Yeah, they're both very old, about 40 years old, and of course what we've been seeing at Pilgrim this year certainly hasn't inspired a lot of confidence. It's been shrouded in controversy for a number of years, but this year we've seen, and just very recently in the past 2 weeks. In fact, the plant is still offline from a recent power failure and then a cooling pump that failed. We're just seeing these unplanned closures of the plant or unplanned power downs that are perhaps indicative of the age of this plant. And in fact, almost a quarter of all of those 100 nuclear power plants that are online in the country at this point are on what the Nuclear Regulatory Commission calls kind of its enhanced oversight list. 23 out of the 100 are under enhanced oversight. So again, an indication of just the fact that we have this aging fleet of nuclear power plants.
Of course, once a plant is closed, that is not the end of the story, is it?
No, absolutely not, because, of course, then you've got spent fuel that you still have to deal with. And there are a few options for how to deal with that. All the spent fuel immediately goes into the cooling ponds, as we've all heard about from Fukushima. Those were actually what kind of caused the problem. They can be susceptible to problems if the secondary containment, the second level of containing that, if that breaks down, you can get leaks out of those pools. But all of the spent fuel has to go into those pools for 5 years to cool down. After that 5 years, there are a few options for what could happen, at least in theory. But in this country, there's really only one option. They have to go into dry cask storage. And we've seen in Maine with Maine Yankee, which closed almost a decade ago, that they're currently spending about $8 million a year for maintenance and security of 60 dry casks of spent fuel. Also here in Massachusetts, Yankee Row has, I think, 16 casks that they also have to maintain. Those have to be recertified over time. And the original thinking was that that spent fuel would eventually be transferred to an underground permanent storage site, which was Yucca Mountain, except that project has now essentially been abandoned and defunded. And so there's really no place for this fuel to go except to be stored on site.
Now, the closure of Vermont Yankee has, pardon the pun, fueled opposition to the Pilgrim plant, hasn't it?
Yeah, there's definitely some back and forth there. I think really what we've seen in the past couple of years, though, is a real flare-up following Fukushima because the Pilgrim plant is the same design as the Fukushima plant. And so when we had that tsunami and that nuclear disaster in Japan, that really just brought everything back to the surface here.
And in a way, nuclear power was seen as a clean kind of form of energy that would get us away from the carbon emissions problem.
Right. I mean, and that was, if we turn to Germany as an example, they had put a huge amount of effort into building nuclear power for environmental reasons, for exactly this reason. And they've now, in the wake of Fukushima, essentially abandoned nuclear power completely. And we've definitely seen a backlash across the country here in terms of turning away from nuclear as an option since Fukushima.
Well, thank you, Heather. Heather Goldstone is WGBH's science editor, and our weekly conversations are part of our Living Lab radio project. Major support for the Living Lab is provided by the Grantham Foundation for the Protection of the Environment, additional support provided by the Delacour Foundation and the Candela Fund. Thank you, Heather.
My pleasure.